It is common practice for ruling governments to sharpen their focus on re-election at the expense of development. But in the State of the Nation address delivered yesterday, President Mills said this will not happen under his watch. He emphasized that government will not sacrifice national development in this election year on the altar of campaigning. President Mills renewed his clarion call for peace with the assurance that the government is determined to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. He also expressed confidence in the ability of the media, whether polarized or not, to preserve the peace before and after the elections. A report by Seth Eyer and Augustus Akwe.
President Mills asked Ghanaians to be hopeful in spite of the internal and external challenges facing the country. He said much has been achieved in the pursuance of the Better Ghana agenda since 2009. He said a recent report by the World Bank has alerted developing countries of further economic shocks this year and the need for contingency planning. In view of this, President Mills said government is watching development in the global economy with hope and apprehension. He said the state of the nation is stable and in reasonable good health. President Mills stressed that the economy is full of promise and in terms of development, government is making substantial progress, acknowledging that there is still more work to be done.
In the area of economic growth, this country in 2011 recorded the highest rate of economic growth in the history of this dear nation of ours, approaching almost a growth rate of 14%. In my 2011 State of the Nation address, I referred to inflation as the worst economic nightmare that any nation can go through because it breeds economic and financial difficulties and also imposes hardship on the most vulnerable. I noted that the success that we had in confronting inflation in that year was notable, but the challenge was to remain on course. I'm happy to report that we have remained on course. We have been able to record a single-digit rate of inflation, which is extremely sustainable, and indeed, with an inflation rate of 8.55, it is the longest sustainable rate of inflation in decades, 42 years since 1970.
President Mills said more than 1,700 basic schools under trees have been awarded on contract. Upon completion, the number of schools under trees turned into mortar and brick will be 4,320 since 2009.
We are on course in eradicating the schools under trees phenomenon. We have, in our free school uniform policy, distributed 3 million school uniforms to needy students nationwide. With a basic school population of 5.2 million, it means we have supplied every 3 children out of 5 with school uniforms. Under our free exercise book policy, we have made available to all students nationwide, a total of 40 million exercise books. What this means is that every student in 2010 and 2011 had 8 free exercise books.
For second cycle education, President Mills said about 672 emergency classroom blocks and dormitories are in different phases of completion nationwide. On his regional tour, the president inaugurated many of such completed projects. President Mills said, following a pledge made last year, government is constructing the School of Fisheries at Anomabo. On agriculture, President Mills said, government is still committed to modernizing the sector.
Agricultural mechanization service centers have also been established. Cotton farmers in the 3 northern regions will attest to the fact that there has been a revival of the cotton industry.
The energy sector continues to be critical to Ghana's economic success. Thus, President Mills said, government inherited a total electricity generation capacity of about 1,800 megawatts in 2009. Government has since added 376 megawatts.
We hope to add some more through the expansion of the Takoradi International Company project, the planned completion of the Bui project, the development of the thermal plant, and the completion of the Teba power plant. By the end of 2013, power generation should have reached about 3,300 megawatts.
On security, law and order, as the nation goes to the polls this year, President Mills said government commitment to ensure the safety of Ghanaians is as strong as ever.
Since this year is an election year, it goes without saying that we have to prepare the security agencies so that they can ensure peace before, during and after the election. We are doing all that we can so that we can make them ready to undertake this assignment. There is evidence that crime has reduced in many areas. What we want, if possible, is a crime-free nation. The media has a role to play in ensuring democracy and ensuring that we have peaceful elections. Speaking for myself, I have confidence in the ability and preparedness of the media to ensure that we preserve our democracy. But as to perception that they are polarized, biased, aligned, the media can better speak for itself. We as a government will make sure that we provide the Electoral Commission, which has an enviable record, with what they need to be able to come out with credible results.
For Parliament, President Mills assured members that work on Job 600 will be completed this year. President Mills restated the government's foreign policy direction.
Ghana very much believes in good neighborliness, which remains one of our cardinal objectives. We want to organize ourselves having due regard to good neighborliness. We believe in conducting our foreign policy using the tools of diplomacy and the existing bilateral and multilateral structures. When it comes to the protection of our land and maritime borders, we'll do exactly that. I've therefore directed the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to coordinate the activities of the Ghana Boundary Commission to delineate the outer limits of our continental shelf beyond the 200 nautical miles continental shelf, which is before the UN Commission on the Limits of the Continental Shelf. I've also directed the Minister of Foreign Affairs to intensify its activities towards the protection, safety and welfare of the many Ghanaians who are abroad. The problem is that sometimes because of economic difficulties, some countries tend to be xenophobic, and it's important that we protect our own.
Ghana, President Mills said, must grow, and Ghana will only grow if bold and courageous decisions are taken.
A report by Seth Eyer and Augustus Akwe. Issues on education, economy, agriculture, and others featured prominently in the State of the Nation address. Here's a report by our team of correspondents made up of Isa Shaibu, Stephen Kweye, Seth Eyer, and Augustus Akwe.
Parliament once a year hosts the president as he presents his State of the Nation from where he sits. The event has become a rallying point at which the president sets out the agenda of government for the coming year. This year's was no exception. Many, including former President Rawlings, his wife Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings, members of the diplomatic corps, traditional rulers, and members of faith-based organizations, graced the occasion. Dignitaries were ushered into the chamber with traditional dancing. Without taking cognizance of the seating arrangements for members of parliament, one could easily distinguish where they belonged by their dress code, whereas the majority were radiant in their colorful kente, smock and suits, the minority were in mourning clothes. MP for Takoradi, Kobna Otredako, explained why they were dressed in black.
I believe that Ghana has lost a lot of money through the efforts of the sitting president. If you even take the way he handled the corruption issue in the State of the Nation address, as if corruption was not an issue. I mean, he just put it at the back burner. Whilst was speaking hours on the end on other topics, he just used one sentence and that was the end of the issue of corruption. And as we know, the corruption index that has been produced for 2011 has shown that corruption has gone up in Ghana. So we're expecting him to tell us bold initiatives he was going to put in place. One, to recover our money for us from the Wyoming scandal. And then further measures should check that it doesn't go on again. But look at what he said. Just a simple statement. And that was the end of the story. That he had set up a commission and didn't want to go the same way. But he didn't even tell us what new methods he was going to use. Because the two times he used ECHO and the BNI, or the National Security, we've all known that they have covered up the story. The first one has to do with the Muntaka cases, and the second one is this Wyoming issue where they are kind of bundling it up and then telling us all kind of stories to cover him. First and foremost, how come that all the people that Wyoming has transferred money to, their names haven't come up, with the exception of the prosecutor's wife? So for me, we're expecting the president to talk more on the issue of corruption and make sure that we can retrieve our money.
As usual, the minority did not give the president a breathing space with their interjections. This year, a song specially composed with the name of businessman Alfred Agbeshi Woyome took center stage. To counter the opposition, the majority also intermittently jerked in support of statements made by President Mills. MP for Yagoba Kuburi Ibrahim Tango Abdul Rauf believes the State of the Nation address was full of hope.
I feel that this is one of the best State of the Nation's address ever delivered in the history of this country. Frantic efforts have been made by government to ensure that schools and the streets are eliminated, to ensure that health facilities are made available to almost all part of any part of the country so that people can easily access. And I will want to use my constituency as an example. I can guarantee that there are several schools and the trees that have been eliminated by constructing 6 classroom blocks, 3 classroom blocks to accommodate primary and JSS people, and also the introduction of a senior secondary school in that area to be able to absorb candidates who will graduate from this junior secondary school. Also, it is not for nothing that His Excellency the President is saying the government is doing all that it could to ensure that health facilities are available to the people so that they can always access when there is need. In my area, for instance, they have several clinics that are being put up. For example, in Shio and Namu, some of these things are visible. And I'm also very happy His Excellency the President acknowledged the contribution of His Excellency the former President J.F. in the development agenda of this country. You know, like other people who did not do that.
Many expected the MPs to display sheets of paper inscribed with messages of support or banter to President Mills' address, but this year was different. Instead of the sheets of paper, the minority in choreographed fashion pulled out red cards with shouts of "Away, away!" This threw the house into laughter. With all said and done, the MPs were all smiles as they chatted heartily among themselves after the proceedings ended, an indication that despite the arguments and jeers, they are all one people.
The report was filed by our team of correspondents who covered the president's sessional address.